From the front, Medifair Drug Center in Blacksburg, South Carolina, looks like your traditional mom-and-pop small-town pharmacy.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 10 is 20.
Owner Pat Stevens even works the cash register on occasion. But in the back, it's a different world. Air roars through the clean room. This is where technicians are supposed to mix and customize prescription drug cocktails that aren't commercially available. It's a test day for the new air filtration system. The air has to flow a certain way to meet FDA standards. Jesse Gilligan is a consultant working with Medifair.
We're preparing to do some smoke testing over the newly installed HEPA filters.
Gilligan breaks a glass vial, and white smoke begins pouring out. He holds it near the vents, which push the smoke straight down over the area where technicians will compound. The idea is to have clean air flowing over a drug mix.
You can see that the smoke is getting below where the top of the tables would be. I think the tables are 40 inches. That's a big improvement from the last design.
It's been a long 9 months for Medifair's owner. FDA inspectors have come several times since December, telling Stevens her clean room isn't up to par. She's trying to comply, and in the meantime, the biggest part of her business is shut down.
We've laid off 23 people.
And that's out of a staff of how many?
Close to 30.
It's also meant that about 24 hospitals in the Carolinas are forced to go elsewhere to get some drugs in short supply. That includes hospitals in Carolina's healthcare system. But whether the FDA has the authority to effectively shut down Medifair or other compounders is unclear. Sheldon Bradshaw was the FDA's chief counsel from 2005 to 2007.
The FDA has the authority to regulate drug manufacturing. The FDA does not regulate the practice of pharmacy. That's regulated by the states.
Bradshaw says the line between manufacturers and compounding pharmacies used to be clear. Compounders mixed drugs for specific patients in their communities, while manufacturers created drugs in bulk and often shipped them across the country. But that line blurred as some compounders grew into big businesses.
They're going out and creating an entire line of drug products. They're hiring a sales force. They're going out and marketing these products to doctors like a drug manufacturer would.
An example is the compounder in New England linked to a deadly meningitis outbreak that started a year ago. There were hundreds of infections across the country, and more than 60 people died. In response, the FDA has increased inspections of compounders, arguing they're more like manufacturers. But Bradshaw says that can be a tough argument.
Where you have a gray area is in these cases where you have a smaller mom-and-pop pharmacy like the one in South Carolina that's engaged in some compounding, perhaps even in bulk, in response to a request from a hospital for products that aren't commercially available.
And hospitals have made more of those requests to Medifair and other compounders as drug shortages have intensified in the past few years. The FDA has inspected about 70 compounding firms in the past year, says Howard Sklamberg, the director of the FDA Office of Compliance. Sklamberg acknowledges the FDA's authority over compounders is unclear, but
we don't send into a firm lawyers with law books. We send scientists and trained professionals who know how sterile drugs are supposed to be made.
Sklamberg says inspectors have found startling conditions, like pharmacists using a coffee filter to filter drugs.
So we inspect and we look at the conditions in a firm. Then we come back to FDA. If there's an emergency, we take care of it. But when we think of using the law, we then consult our lawyers.
So it's inspect first, figure out the law later. Sklamberg says that's the way it has to be because compounders don't have to register with the FDA.
Until we walk in the door, we may not know what products they're making. We may not know whether they're getting prescriptions. We may not know the size of their operation. We may not know a whole bunch of facts that would be relevant to what law applies.
At least 19 pharmacies have shut down their compounding operations in the past year, and at least 17 have recalled drugs, according to the FDA. Very few of the compounders inspected have met the FDA's manufacturer standards. That's no surprise to David Miller, the CEO of the International Academy of Compounding Pharmacists.
The federal government has changed the rules and inspected with a different rule book and then told them that they can't do business unless they follow rules that were never designed for a pharmacy in the first place.
The manufacturer standards are much stricter and more expensive to meet than state standards governing compounders under current law. Here's one example. Manufacturers have to wear biohazard suits that cover their entire bodies when they're making drugs. Compounders don't and can leave parts of their face, forehead, and neck exposed. Congress is working on a new law to govern big compounders. Here's Representative Morgan Griffith of Virginia during a hearing this summer.
We want to clarify the FDA's authority in this realm particularly in regard to compounders who try to pretend that they're not manufacturers. And that's sometimes difficult, and I understand that.
But until a new law makes the distinction clearer, the FDA has decided that doing nothing isn't an option.
We're looking to see whether the procedures a firm uses are safe for the products it's making.
Again, FDA Compliance Director Howard Sklamberg.
When products are sterile products that are going to be injected into the human body, they have to be made very carefully. Because when you inject a bacteria or a fungus into someone's bloodstream, they could get sick, they could die.
Back at Medifair, Pat Stevens is aiming to meet the manufacturer standards by mid-October.
This is the choice I've made, and I'm certainly not going to sit here and tell you that my fellow compounders should follow the same path.
That's because of cost and time. Medifair's consultant says it costs an average facility about $35,000 to comply. And even once Medifair gets there, the FDA has not promised Stevens that she'll be able to compound again. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk.